from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I am 0 for 1 on predictions this year. I said less than a half hour ago that I thought Cam Hayward would be done after this season. I was bamboozled by what he said this week about his future and sounding very defeated on his contract. And Jeff Hathorn, who is a fellow Ohio State alum, just like Hayward, O-H-I-O, talked to Hayward last week, and Cam told him no movement on the contract front. Well, deadlines spur actions. Isn't that what they always say? Details from Fowler. Good job by Jeremy. He is a Adam Schefter in training over at ESPN. Here's what's being reported on this deal. It's a 3-year deal, but that's not a 3-year extension. It's a 3-year deal that includes the season that starts in 5 days. And then you have $29 million in new money that is added to that. So that would mean maybe $16 million this year, $15 million next year, and then $14 million the year after that, which gets you to $45 million. Hayward, this is from Fowler, had $16 million on his previous deal. His signing bonus is nearly $15 million. So, what I want to know, this says that there's $16 million fully guaranteed. That's what he's owed for this year. If there's only $16 million guaranteed, then it looks like the Steelers, if Hayward were to just completely stink this year, could get out of this contract with very little cap damage, very little cap hit, very little like future cap ramifications. It's not like the $29 million over the next 2 years after this one, Hayward is going to get paid that regardless. It's not like a Russell Wilson situation where he's getting paid $85 million by the Broncos to now play for the Steelers. It's more of like a handshake deal that, hey, if we almost like, it's almost written like club options in baseball. If we like you and there's no reason to think we won't, we'll pay you $15 million or thereabouts next year, maybe $14.5 million, and then the year after that, we'll do the same thing. Hayward was scheduled to make 16.4, so on these next 2 years, when he's 37 and 38 years old, or is it 36 and 37? Do we have Hayward's exact birthday here? I've never sent him a birthday text. I'm not big on sending other people birthday messages unless they're like my mom, my grandmother, my wife, or somebody like that. He turned 35 in May. Okay. So these would be age 36 and 37 seasons for Hayward. He took a small pay cut. And I have the list of defensive tackles in the NFL who make more money than him per year. Chris Jones, Christian Wilkins. Did the guy in Baltimore just change his name? Did I miss something here?
Oh, yeah, he did. He's going by.
I'm seeing Nnamdi Asomugha. Yeah. Nnamdi Matabuke?
Yeah, that's like his actual given name.
So he's going back to that. Okay, so Nnamdi Adebuke, Quinnen Williams, Derek Brown, that's 5, Jeffrey Simmons, 6, DeForest Buckner, 7, Dexter Lawrence with the Giants, 8, Daron Payne, Washington, 9, Leonard Williams, Seattle, 10, Kenny Clark, Green Bay, 11, Christian Barmore, 12, Javon Hargrave, 13, Jonathan Allen, 14, Vita Vea, 15, Draymond Jones, 16, Ed Oliver, 17, Grady Jarrett, who the Steelers will see on Sunday, 18. So Hayward right now is the 19th highest paid defensive tackle. And with the pay cut, he goes down to 20, Zach Allen in Denver. And you think in the next 2 years, more guys will leapfrog him. So by the time the contract is up, he plays through it, probably be next year like the 25th highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL. And then by the last year of the deal, the 30th highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL. You know what? I'm fine with it. Sports Talk Radio, do you want a guy to come on here and say that the deal is crap when it's not? You don't want me to be disingenuous or dishonest. I think Hayward compromised with them. I think Cam originally might have thought in the offseason when this started that he deserved to be one of the highest paid guys in at his position or close to it. But priorities shift, priorities change. And really, I'm in my late 30s. Even if you're a multimillionaire, moving's not fun, especially when you have kids in school like Hayward does. And he's one of the rare guys who lives here year-round. He's got a nice situation. The only drawback to his situation here is that he's only been on the field for one playoff victory. That's it. The only playoff win he's been a part of, because he was hurt in 2016 with his pec injury. The only playoff win, Donnie, he's been a part of is the crazy game in Cincinnati. That's it. That's the only one. So he's electing not to go ring chasing and choosing instead to be a Steeler till the end of his career. I can't imagine that Hayward is going to sign another deal after this one. I mean, I guess crazier things have happened, but I would think, given the position he plays, he'll probably feel like he's gotten his full of football by the time he's 37 years old. So 3 years, $45 million. That's an average of $15 million apiece. That is a small pay cut on what he's making this year. I understand it is very unorthodox and very unusual to pay defensive linemen who are that age. The great Joe Green was not playing football at 36 and 37 years old. The Casey Hampton, nowhere close. I mean, Aaron Donald's out of the NFL. Could keep playing if he wanted to. But this is kind of a complete outlier thing. You don't really want to pay outliers for the most part. You don't want to invest or take a shot on things that almost never happen. But I kind of feel like the price is right here. So, look, does this have this? No doubt it has a chance to backfire on the Steelers when you're dealing with someone who's coming off a major injury who is in his 30s, but I'm comfortable doing it for Hayward. If they brought in a guy who was 35 years old off the street who had no connection to the franchise and you were just banking on him continuing to give you similar production, my antenna would go up in that scenario. I would not be in favor of it. But I think there are worse things, so hopefully this does not sound like I'm being ambivalent here or trying to sit on the fence. I probably grade a deal like this a B-. There are other things I would have preferred the Steelers do this offseason, like get a legitimate number two playmaker at wide receiver. But I'm fine with, you're not totally just putting faith in a player, because, I mean, if Cam takes a step back, that's still production that's worth $15, $16 million, $14, $15 million. They're paying, what are they paying Larry Ogunjobi per year? They're paying him $10. And I still feel much better about Hayward than I do him, even coming off the injury plague 2023 season. I kind of expected that he was going to want somewhere in the 20s because that's where players who I know he thinks he's better than are getting paid. Like Hargrave is making $21 million. They played together. I'm pretty sure Cam Hayward thinks he's still a better player than Hargrave, who's now 31. Donnie, what's your reaction to this new deal?
I mean, I fully expected it to be a little bit more too, which is why I had my doubts that it would get done. It is funny that we brought it up like 30 minutes ago that, you know, what is the future for Cam Hayward?
And I got it wrong. I got it horribly wrong. Hold on, let's hear it.
I didn't want to dunk on you.
I don't think he's going to end up playing for another team. I think it's like Hines Ward or Troy Polamalu. I think that's maybe where their head was at the start. But I think in the end, he's going to play out this year. It's going to go good, not great. And he's going to look around and he's going to say at the end of the year, could I play for $10 or $11 million? Of course I could. But I value myself as a $20 million player. No one's willing to pay me that much, so I'm good. Yeah, tremendous analysis a half hour ago that has now been rendered completely dated and useless and wrong to boot.
But I expected it to be 18 to 20, and that's where the Steelers would have to push it away a little bit.
So are you happy they did this? Because I need to maybe better describe where I was on this. I did not want them to give him a contract extension, but it was under the expectation that it was for more money. I don't want to sound like someone that is pandering here and only changing my mind because the Steelers did something, and I'm a fan of Cam Hayward personally. I honestly, as someone who less than a half hour ago was against the extension, given the terms of this extension, I am now saying I am for it. Not like hugely for it, but do I like it? Do I not like it? I am going to fall in the I like it camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's because we are surprised by what the price tag actually is, and it doesn't look like they are locked into a whole lot of money.
I don't think they're locked into any, based on how I'm reading this. If he literally looked like he couldn't move anymore, they could tell him to leave at the end of the season. Not that they're huge on doing stuff like that, but they could.
Right, like they could find their ways easily out of this if things go south in his play, or maybe things go south with the organization as a whole, and they want to, you know, rebuild, revamp things, if you will. And what I said about a half hour ago is that I think he still has some good football left in him. Maybe not great football left in him, but he's not getting paid in that great range. You just listed off about 20 guys making more money at his position
Yep.
than what he is. And yeah, people can make the argument, well, look at the ages of those guys. They're in some cases significantly younger than what Cam Hayward is. Well, yeah, I mean, they're a few years younger in some of the cases. The highest paid guy is over 30 years old, but he's not being paid to be one of the elite players in the game at his position. I think he's being paid in that good range, and I think he can still play some pretty good football.
412-928-9370. We, for a while, have had discussions about hypothetical Cam Hayward contracts, and to be honest with you, most of them have been anti-Hayward, and that's why a lot of his public comments on his podcast and interviews have been taking things to heart with fans because he felt like he was not either wanted or maybe taken for granted a little bit, not appreciated, how about that, for what he had given this franchise. Well, he found middle ground with the Steelers. It's a small pay cut. It's 3 years, $45 million. It's not a three-year extension. It's ripping up this year and just making it a brand new three-year deal. So the Steelers have essentially given Hayward a two-year extension next year and the year after that for 36 and 37-year-old seasons. And I want to know if you don't like it. Do we still have Steelers fans out there who still think this should have been a deal the Steelers said no to, that should have still forced him to play this year and prove that he can get it done on a bad groin before giving him a new contract?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.